everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson for you, and my name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana.
Sorry, I was so sleepy.
Coincidentally, that is the name of our dialogue.
True. The name of the dialogue is I'm Sleepy.
I'm Sleepy, and that's why Liliana is snoozing over here in Studio Fiesta. All right, I'm Sleepy. What's going on in this dialogue?
A couple of friends, they call each other, and they want to know what their plans are for tonight, if they're going out, if they're staying home.
All right.
Yeah.
But then why is the title I'm Sleepy? Aren't they going to go out and have fun? And
no, because there's going to be one that is going to be a party pooper and he's going to want to stay in.
All right. We're going to be listening for that. What is our key word for the day?
The key word is tengo sueño.
Okay. It's actually the whole sentence. Tengo sueño. Mm-hmm. A tengo sueño meaning just like I'm sleepy.
Mm-hmm. I'm sleepy.
All right.
Tengo sueño.
All right, folks. I want you to listen for tengo sueño. You're about to hear the dialogue 3 times. Here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
¿Quieres salir hoy?
No, prefiero quedarme en casa.
¿Por qué?
Tengo sueño.
Ni modo, nos vemos mañana.
Second time.
¿Quieres salir hoy?
No, prefiero quedarme en casa.
¿Por qué?
Tengo sueño.
Ni modo, nos vemos mañana.
Third time.
¿Quieres salir hoy?
No, prefiero quedarme en casa.
¿Por qué?
Tengo sueño.
Ni modo, nos vemos mañana.
All right, we're back. And listen, folks, I hope you understood some of the dialogue. If you didn't understand it all, that's okay. You're a newbie. All right, I hope you at least listened for the key word. And we are about to translate the whole thing for you right now.
¿Quieres salir hoy?
Do you want to go out today?
¿Quieres salir hoy?
Do you want to go out today?
¿Quieres salir hoy? No, prefiero quedarme en casa.
No, I prefer to stay at home.
No, prefiero quedarme en casa.
Nah, I'd rather stay home.
No, prefiero quedarme en casa. ¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué? Tengo sueño.
I'm sleepy.
Tengo sueño.
I'm sleepy.
Tengo sueño. Ni modo. Nos vemos mañana.
Too bad. I'll see you tomorrow.
Ni modo. Nos vemos mañana.
Too bad. I guess we'll see each other tomorrow.
Ni modo. Nos vemos mañana.
All right. Now, folks, you might have noticed that I translate things a couple different ways sometimes. I try to give you a sense of what the words are, you know, literally, the translation, and then, you know, and then what I would usually say myself if I was speaking regular English, because it's not always the same when you translate. All right. Okay. So why don't we break down these sentences and find out what's going on? So we're going to start with, do you want to go out today?
¿Quieres salir hoy? ¿Quieres salir hoy?
All right, let's take it from the back. So what is the word for today?
Hoy.
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 Okay, hoy. Now it's H-O-Y and it's pronounced?
Hoy.
What about the H?
You don't pronounce that.
You don't pronounce the
it's
H in
Spanish.
It's
a silent H.
All right, secret H. Don't pronounce it, folks. So the word for today?
Hoy.
Hoy. How about to go out?
Salir.
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 Okay, now this is in the infinitive form. This is the dictionary form right here, salir. It means to go out.
Right.
Okay? And then finally, the first word of the sentence is, do you want?
Quieres.
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 Okay, and that's the verb?
Querer.
Querer. Okay, mm-hmm. Querer is the infinitive. So if you look it up in the dictionary, you'll find querer. So that's the infinitive, and it means to want or to like. All right? But if you want to say, do you want, you say?
Tú quieres.
Tú quieres. All mm-hmm. right? And in this sentence, it says, do you want to go out today?
¿Quieres salir hoy?
¿Quieres salir hoy? Well, the answer is no.
No.
No. No means no. All right?
That's easy.
I prefer to stay at home.
Prefiero quedarme en casa.
Okay, now let's take this one from the beginning. So what's the word for I prefer?
Prefiero.
Prefiero.
Yes.
All right, now that's the verb.
Preferir.
Preferir. If you look it up in the dictionary, it's going to be preferir.
Yes.
I prefer?
Prefiero.
Prefiero. Okay. How about to stay?
Quedarme.
Quedarme.
Yes.
All right. Quedarme. Okay. The infinitive, folks, is quedarse. All right. It means to stay. But when I'm talking about myself, I don't say se because se is oneself, right? To stay oneself. So I want to say I want to stay myself, which is?
Quedarme.
Quedarme. Now, I know it's weird to be saying to stay myself, but in Spanish, that's just the way that verb works.
Yeah, all that's right? That M-E at the end. Okay. Me. Like
quedarme.
Me.
Yeah. Okay, I want to stay myself. Okay, so I prefer to stay.
Prefiero quedarme.
Okay, and the part that means at home?
En casa.
En casa. Okay, the word casa, that literally means?
Home, house.
House, right?
Yes.
Okay, but when you say en casa, it means at home.
Yes.
Okay, now, well, why don't we do the whole sentence again? No, I prefer to stay at home.
No, prefiero quedarme en casa.
Okay, and then the answer is why or how come?
Por qué.
Por qué.
Por qué.
Okay, that means why. And the answer is, I'm sleepy or I'm tired.
Tengo sueño.
Tengo sueño. All right, now this is a little bit tricky because this sentence is not behaving the way an English sentence would.
Yeah, you don't say, I have sleep.
I have sleep. Well, no, that doesn't work in English. But in Spanish, this is the way you say, I'm sleepy. You say, I have sleep. So what's the part that means I have?
Tengo.
Tengo. That's the verb.
Tener.
Tener. Okay, mm-hmm. If you look it up in the dictionary, it means to have, right? So here it means I have. Tengo. And the sleepiness?
Sueño.
Sueño.
Yes.
Okay, sueño means sleepiness. So I have sleep or I am sleepy.
Tengo sueño.
Tengo sueño. Okay. And then the answer to that is kind of like, I think the person's disappointed, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, because they wanted to go out.
Because they say ni modo.
Ni modo. It's too bad.
Yeah, it's like there's no way.
Yeah.
Ni modo.
Ni modo. All right. Yeah, there's two words, folks, and I know some of you are looking up these each separate word, but don't do it. Okay, let's just take this as a chunk. All right, ni modo means, too bad. There's no way. Okay? And then the person says, we'll see each other.
Nos vemos.
Nos vemos. All right. Now, in English, I'd probably say, I'll see ya.
Yes.
Right? Or see you later. But in Spanish, you say, we'll see each other.
But which, I mean, it makes more sense because you're going to see me too, right?
Right. We'll both see each other.
I know.
Unless you close your eyes.
Exactly. So we take in consideration the other person.
Excellent. So we'll see each other.
Nos vemos.
Nos vemos. And that's the verb ver, right?
Right.
To see. And when are we going to see each other?
Mañana.
All right. Mañana means tomorrow. So too bad. We'll see each other tomorrow.
Ni modo. Nos vemos mañana.
All right. Why don't we listen to the dialogue again 3 more times?
Dialogue, first time.
¿Quieres salir hoy?
No, prefiero quedarme en casa.
¿Por qué?
Tengo sueño.
Ni modo, nos vemos mañana.
Second time.
¿Quieres salir hoy?
No, prefiero quedarme en casa.
¿Por qué?
Tengo sueño.
Ni modo, nos vemos mañana.
Third time.
¿Quieres salir hoy?
No, prefiero quedarme en casa.
¿Por qué?
Tengo sueño.
Ni modo, nos vemos mañana.
All right, folks, we're back. I don't have much grammar to talk about today, but I do want to talk about the different ways you can say goodbye in Spanish. And we've already heard one in the dialogue, which was...
Nos vemos.
Nos vemos. See ya, right?
Yes, that's literally. Exactly it. See ya.
See ya. Nos vemos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are some other ways we can say goodbye?
Oh my God, there's a bunch.
Oh yeah?
Yes, but okay. The most useful ones would be adios.
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 Okay. Now that sounds like a final goodbye.
Yes, that's why we don't use it so much, but okay. you can use it. Adios.
Adios.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have hasta luego.
Hasta luego. That's the way we sign off every day,
yes,
right? We end
that's
the podcast
true.
With that. Okay.
So,
hasta luego means until later.
Yes.
Right?
And then, well, we use also bye.
Bye?
Yeah.
How do you spell it? B-A-Y?
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
The same. But instead of saying bye, you say bye.
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 Okay, bye.
Yeah, exactly. And we also have hasta pronto.
Hasta pronto means see you soon, until soon.
Mm-hmm. Hasta okay. pronto. Oh, yeah. We have nos vemos al rato.
Okay, so we'll see each other in a while.
Sí. Okay. Nos vemos al rato.
All right. Al rato meaning a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Nos vemos al rato.
Mm-hmm. For example, in Argentina, they use a lot. Chao.
Chao.
Chao, chao.
Okay. Yeah. I use that a lot. I think I use that all the time.
Yeah, you Italian. Chao.
Chao.
We should sign off like that today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a note of it. All right. Hey, Liliana, before we go, what is our challenge for our listeners?
Okay, the challenge is for you to use one of the forms of saying goodbye when you leave or you say goodbye to anyone.
All right. You don't have to say goodbye in English. You can say goodbye in Spanish.
Yeah, just say hasta pronto, hasta mañana.
Adiós, chao.
Nos vemos.
Nos vemos.
Yeah, there's so many ways.
Excellent. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Now, listen, if you want to leave us a comment, ask us a question, even have a suggestion for us, please do so in the comments section of our website, which is SpanishPod.com. And there you can look at the dialogue. You can download the PDF. You can do exercises, all kinds of things. All right. For now, I think it's time for us to say
ciao.
Ciao.
Bye.